To most of the world, the Bible is just a history book or a book of practical wisdom, but it's far more than those things. The Bible is God's Word. Here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, we believe that the Bible is more than just a bestseller, but it's powerful and life-changing. The Bible has the answers to your important questions and can teach us about the things that are visible and invisible. This is why we are excited to share God's timeless truths with you. We are glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning for our program. And our prayer, as always, is that you would allow God's Word to direct your life. Here is Pastor Burns.
Guide us into all truth, and when we open the Bible, we get to see the mind of God, and we get to see what God is thinking about in 1 Peter chapter 1. And there is truly a wonderful thought here. Verse number 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, and then verse number 1. We'll begin our reading, 1 Peter chapter 1, and verse number 1. The Bible says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience, and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity that we have to be a part of your church. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being a Christian. We thank you for the grace you've bestowed upon our lives. And Lord, the wonderful confidence that we can have knowing that we have a home in heaven. Lord, we're grateful for your word that we have before us, that we can read it and study it. And so, Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct our thoughts. Lord, there are many burdens that we have in our life. And so, Lord, I pray that our focus would not be upon those burdens or the pressing times that we're in. But, Lord, I pray that we would take this time in pure worship and think about you and concentrate upon your word. And I pray, Lord, that you would do a work of grace in our lives. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, one of the threats to the local church has always been false teachers. False teachers have come in and they've come in unawares, the Bible says in the book of Jude, and they've tried to lead people astray, leading people to believe on truth and really to confuse them and mix them up and to lead them astray. And one of the weapons that we have to fight against false teaching, first of all, is the protection of a local church and the overseer that God has elected and placed in the church, myself, to weed out and to protect the church from false teaching. But also the Word of God, which teaches us what is truth. And it is so important for us not to be ignorant in the Christian life, but to know what the Bible says. And there are oftentimes people will come to me and they'll, you know, there are just so many teachings in our world today. And with the internet, I mean, you can Google, you can YouTube and all the different teachers and all the different preachers. And I'm here to tell you, just so you know, that not everyone that says they're of God are actually of God. And so you need to know and you need to discern what is the truth. And there are many times people will come to me and they'll give me a teaching or they'll tell me what they believe. And there's just something in my soul that says, that doesn't sound right. That just doesn't sound right. There's something that doesn't sound right about what they just said. And we are able to go to the Word of God and see what the Bible has to say. And is it of the Lord? Is this truth? Is this a real faith? Now, there are thousands of churches that exist in Canada today, many that will put that name church on there, and even Baptist churches, though it seems like the trend today is to take the Baptist off of the church, and that's a sad thing. But you know what? Let's be honest. If they were honest, they'd take that Baptist off a long time ago because they ceased to be Baptist a long time ago. But sadly, people are into that trend of removing titles and such. And I'm glad to tell you today that I'm an independent fundamental Baptist preacher. And this is an independent fundamental Baptist church because we believe, first of all, in the Word of God. We are independent, meaning that we are not a part of a fellowship, but we are governed within our church, which I believe is the New Testament church. And we are fundamental because we take the Bible literally. We believe, thus saith the Lord. And we are Baptist because it defines what we believe. Over the centuries, those who are Baptist is the closest to what we believe as the teaching of the Word of God. And so this title teaches others, this is what we believe about the Bible. And there are many who are our churches today, and the reality is that they would claim to be the church of the Lord, but because of their faith and because of what they believe, we understand that they are truly not a biblical church. And we say that not because they don't agree with us. We say that they're not biblical because they're not Baptist or none of those things, but we say that they are unbiblical because what they believe and what they teach does not line up with the Word of God. You see, you have to understand that our sole authority is found in the Word of God. It doesn't stop at me. It doesn't stop at our church. But the reality is our opinions stop where the Bible begins. And what God has to say rules our congregation and ought to rule our life because God's word is our authority. And we want to be a called out assembly. We want to be a New Testament church as listed in the Word of God. Now, I'm not saying we're going to be a perfect church and we're going to make mistakes and I'm going to make mistakes. The reality is we're human and we are sinners saved by grace, but we can look to a perfect Savior. And that is the goal that we want to have in our life. And so we are bound together, as the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 2, that they had all things in common, and we are bound together with a set of beliefs. We are bound together with what we believe about the Bible. So a real faith in the doctrine and the teaching of Jesus Christ has brought us together. We've gathered together here this morning because we believe it pleases the Lord. Amen. We've gathered together here this morning because we believe from the Bible that the Lord Jesus is present with us. And we want to hear from him. We want to listen to what God has to say through his word and through his servant. And so that is our connection here through Christ. Our connection is through Christ. You know, I had the opportunity several years ago to travel on a missions trip to Senegal, West Africa, and it's just incredible. I've never met those people in my life, and I don't even speak their language, but yet immediately there was a connection there. Do you know why? Because we loved the same Savior, and we wanted to glorify the same Savior, and that is the same idea that as we have gathered together here this morning, we have this true faith. This set of beliefs that sets us apart, and it derives from the Word of God. So what we find in our passage of Scripture is we find the Apostle Peter wrote 1 Peter to the churches in Asia Minor, which is present-day Turkey, and this epistle, was a reoccurring letter. In other words, it would go from church to church, and it would encourage various believers, and these churches were scattered abroad, as we read in 1 Peter chapter 1. They didn't have a building to gather in. They didn't have heat to keep them warm. It's interesting, when I came in this morning, the building was so cold. I was like, what is going on? Well, it's someone accidentally had turned off both furnaces upstairs because you know how you have the kill switch? It looks like a light switch, and I guess they thought it was the light switch, and they shut off both furnaces, and we walked in, and it was freezing this morning. What a wonderful blessing that we have in this country and in this city to be able to come into a building like this and have the warmth and be sheltered from the wind and be sheltered from the cold. But these believers didn't have these conveniences. They were scattered abroad because they were afraid for their life. They were fleeing the government at this time who wanted to kill them and the persecution that they faced. And it teaches us and reminds us that the church is not the building, it's the people. The church is not the building, it's the people. And the Bible teaches us here that this church, this group of people called out unto Christ, they were held together by a real faith in real truth of the Lord Jesus. And we have a wonderful truth here before us that here Peter is encouraging these believers to take a stand and to know what you believe. Now, there are different types of individuals that believe different things about the Bible. You talk to an atheist and he'll tell you there is no God. And they would say that I don't believe in God and I don't believe in the authority of the Bible because I don't believe there's a God. You talk to an agnostic and they'll tell you, well, we cannot know there's a God. We cannot know if the Bible is true. We just can't know that information. And even if you talk to a religious person, someone who maybe goes to a particular denomination and are working hard to try to get to heaven, they would tell you, well, yeah, the heaven and hell and Jesus and the Bible, I believe there are historical events and an historical person, but can we truly know that there is a Jesus? Can we really know that we have a heaven and if there is a hell, and can we know that we can go to heaven? And I'm here to tell you that the Bible teaches us we can know. And the Bible says we can have a real faith and a dynamic faith in what the Bible says. And that's what we're going to look at here. We're going to look at what the Bible says as Peter encourages these scattered abroad believers in a real faith. And if you're in the habit of writing notes, I encourage you to write down number one, real faith promises hope. A real faith promises hope. Look what the Bible says in verse number 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You see, we have a living, breathing hope. It is alive today. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of our faith. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in your Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And look what the Bible says in verse number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 12. The scripture says this, verse 12, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain and our faith is also vain. Here's the reality this morning. If we don't have a risen Savior, if Jesus is not raised from the dead, then let's pack up everything, let's sell the building, let's go home. Because we don't have a living hope. We don't have a breathing hope. Our hope is found in the living Savior. Here's what the Bible says. Because Jesus lives, we will live also. And we will never die. As long as Jesus is alive, we will also be alive. And I'm glad to tell you, he said in the book of Revelation, I am alive forevermore. That is eternal life. Our hope is found in a risen Savior. Verse 17, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in your sins. We see the power of the resurrection, that it is through the resurrection that the salvation of our soul and the atonement of our sin is complete. The power of the resurrection, verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, then we are of all men most miserable. If Jesus is not raised, then we can join the masses in a miserable life. But I love what the Bible says in verse 20. The Bible says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. He is a risen Savior. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living no matter what men may say. I see his work of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He is the foundation of our faith. The reality is that this is the Lord Jesus is a living Savior, and he promises hope to us. And this resurrection, this hope, is based on the witness of the apostles. It is based upon the witness of the apostles. We have eyewitnesses' accounts of those who actually saw the Lord Jesus. Turn with me to Acts chapter 1 and verse number 2. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 2. And notice what the scripture says in verse number 2 of the first chapter in the actions or the acts of the apostles. It says in verse number 2, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, the speaking of miracles, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 5, he was seen of Cephas and then of the 12, and then he was seen of over 500 brethren at one time. And so the Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus was seen by so many witnesses that he was truly a resurrected Savior. Listen, the reality is that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is true. And those who witnessed the cross, his death, many witnessed his resurrection, that he is a resurrected Savior. You know, in court today, a person may be judged guilty or not guilty by one or two witnesses. And the Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus was seen by over 500 people. We serve a risen Savior today. He's in the world. It's based upon his word of God, the word of God. The Bible tells us here in 1 Peter, back to our text here, 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 23. The Bible says this in verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass, and the grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. The word of God is incorruptible. It is eternally enduring, the Bible says. 1 Peter chapter 19, 2 Peter, excuse me, verse 1, verse 19 says that we have a more sure word of prophecy. So our hope is found in the Lord Jesus. It is a living hope, and it is secured. The Bible says that we have this hope in Christ. It is a living, breathing hope based upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Number two, we have real faith. And the Bible says this real faith is found in hope, but a real faith is also found in heaven. It's found in heaven. Look what our text says in verse number three here in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ of the dead, to an inheritance, to an inheritance. Look at this. This inheritance, this heavenly home, is incorruptible. It is undefiled, and it fadeth not away. It is reserved in heaven for you. How many has ever made a reservation, and that reservation either wasn't available or it got mixed up, and that reservation did not carry through? You got there and you were disappointed because you didn't have a reservation. Maybe your husband was supposed to book the reservation, but he forgot. How many has ever done anyone? Anyone at all? There are times, there's a couple there, yeah. You know, there's times in our life where we make a reservation, and the reality is that reservation is not what we thought it was, or it did not carry through. I'm glad today that the reservation made for us in heaven is going to be something that's secure. We're not going to get to heaven and realize, wait a minute, that reservation wasn't made. No, that reservation is made in Jesus Christ. The Bible says here, it is found in the Lord Jesus, and the resurrection from the dead. And this reservation is incorruptible. It is undefiled, and it fadeth not away. Let's think about a couple of things about heaven. Number one, heaven is a real place. It's a real place. You know, these great, so-called great theologians that are really just too smart for their own good. And they'll say things like, well, you know, I think hell is just it's a figurative place. You know, when I read my Bible, it tells me it's a real place. It's a place of judgment. It's a place that's separation from God. When I think of heaven, I think of a real place. Why is hell the figurative place and heaven's the real place? No, the Bible says that they're both real places. They're both real places. Heaven is not a mystical nirvana experience. It's not some surreal experience that we will have. It's not some ideology. No, the Bible says that heaven is a real place. As real as the place that we are in right now in this building in Kitchener, Ontario, the reality is heaven is a real place.
You have been listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns, pastor of Kitchener Baptist Church. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for more than 10 years. He is passionate about the Word of God and God's answers for today's problems. If Pastor Burns' ministry has helped you, he would love to hear your story. Connect with us online at timelesstruths.ca. You can help keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by financially supporting this ministry. For more information on how you can partner with us, please visit our website at timelesstruths.ca or call us at 519-579-2236. Now, here is Pastor Burns with our Timeless Truth for today.
When we open the Bible, we learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. From Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus is clearly on display. And when we read the Bible, we read about God's love, we read about God's grace in sending His Son Jesus to be our Savior. The greatest teaching that has ever come across the ears of humanity is that we have hope in Jesus Christ and that He is our Savior. He died for us, He died as us, and in simple faith, if we put our trust and faith in Him, we can have eternal life. I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what you believe about God or the Bible, but I want to give to you this invitation. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells us so. And He wants you to call upon His name, and He wants you to receive the wonderful gift of eternal life. Jesus died for us. He saves us by us putting our faith in Him. Friend, that is our timeless truth for today.
Hear the cries of the shackled from the onset of time. For the chains of defeat, there's no key. See the tears of the broken, the cries of the slave. Is there no one worthy to set us free? Then the crying is still as a chorus rings out. The shackled released from their chains, and thousands of voices are swelling the storm.
Can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RE Recovery? RE Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to RERecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is RERecovery.org, 226-336-7680.